I was privileged to be in the Redwood Forest in Northern California. And I've heard others speak about this and make application to it. I borrow their words. But it is fascinating to be there and drive through the Redwood Forest. It's amazing to live in this country where you can get on that pavement and go almost anywhere and see amazing sights. And I know several of you have seen those redwoods. They jut up into the air over 300 feet. They're like the giants of the world, and their branches, it seems, touch the clouds. They're God's skyscrapers. And someone said, surely their roots must go way down into the ground to hold up such a tall tree. And he said, no, that really doesn't. He said, their roots are very shallow. But you see, they always grow in groves. They congregate together. Why? He said, because the roots intertwine with one another and they help hold each other up and support one another. And so I believe just as we're to be committed and convicted, we're also to be concerned for each other in the same way, to the same degree, to the same depth. That's why we come together and we worship together. Because we are proclaiming to each other the prominent place that God has in our hearts. And that's why we do worship as we do. He has first place. There's a one today and he hasn't had first place in your life. And you know it. And by the way you've been living, you know you've been proclaiming the world. He doesn't have first place. Maybe it is through restoration and prayer, and the elders would love to pray for you. Maybe it's through coming to the Lord and being united with Him in baptism. You've not done that. You've been thinking about that. It's been on your heart. That's what Peter told him to do. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of your sins. Is there one today while we stand and while we sing? Sean.